Patrick, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Well, man, I see the news. I see the news that gas prices hit a record in the state. They averaged more than $4.22 a gallon, jumping by as much as 20 cents in one day. What's going on, Patrick?
You know, Tony, it's pathetic. You know, I'm looking here at our gas buddy price charts, and can you believe on Valentine's Day, prices averaged just $3.08 a gallon just 3 months ago?
All right. Well, you've constantly been informing us what's been going on, so I want to start dissecting why you think some of the gas prices have increased. Number one, you said we needed to make the switch from the winter gas to the spring and summer gas. Where are we in that process?
Yeah, you know, we are just about fully done. Terminals where stations buy their gas now only are selling summer gas. And so what that means is that your next tanker that you see at your station will be actually that summer spec gasoline. And so that will slowly make its way into your gas pump. And hopefully, at least you'll get a couple miles a gallon more. Generally, we see a little bit of an increase in fuel efficiency with that summer spec gas. So you would hope that with the price we're paying, we can get some more mileage out of our dollars.
Well, we see a decline in gas prices since these mixtures have been changed.
Well, it's possible that we see a decline starting here, I would say, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Gas prices typically peak at May once refineries get their operations back up and going. That's the problem we're seeing now, is that there's plenty of crude oil in this country, but refiners are just having issues or what have you. They simply aren't producing enough gas. And so once they increase their production of gasoline, prices may come down, but maybe a couple weeks before we see that happen.
You also mentioned that these refineries would shut down or at least partially shut down for cleaning and maintenance. Where are we in the process from what you know?
Well, one of the facilities that supplies us here in Lansing, BP's facility outside Gary, Indiana, is still undergoing maintenance. Last week, Friday, Exxon said that their facility outside Southwest Chicago suffered an unexpected issue, and that's really the reason we're seeing this latest round of increases to 429. That is a temporary problem. That problem that I was talking about Friday at Exxon, that should be done and over with. And the problem, BP's maintenance should be done here in the next few weeks. And I'm really hoping that at least we can catch a break towards the end of May. We have seen so far this week on the market, energy prices have begun to come down. So hopefully, let's not tip this too early. Hopefully, we'll be close to seeing gas prices peak.
The Michigan average is 424. The Lansing average is 423. The national average is about 395. What's the price of crude per barrel from what you know?
It has dropped to about $110 a barrel, and it's worth throwing out there that did you know that prices in the Great Lakes are more expensive than they are in most of California now?
Well, will we see the prices per barrel decrease, and why the you know the big jump hasn't kind of evened out?
Well, you know, we're seeing prices here and in the Great Lakes jump much higher than everybody else because of those darn pesky refinery issues that should work their way out. But the price of crude oil has gone down a few dollars a barrel. It was at about 114 late last week and earlier this week. Now it's down to 110. The problem here is not necessarily, we shouldn't really be looking at crude oil so much because there's plenty of it. It's depressing the price. What we really need to do is to wait for an Department of Energy report that comes out today, Tony. We hope that report says that we saw an increase in gasoline inventories. That is about the most important piece of information that we could get is from today's Department of Energy report. Comes out in about 2 hours. We need it to say that gasoline inventories increased and then pump prices may begin dropping.
When we look at the gas prices at what they are now, what are we going to see for later in the spring and the summer? I know it's hard to exactly nail this down, but give me a ballpark.
I'm really hoping that by June we'll see prices dropping below $4 a gallon. Although we will be spending most of the year between $3.50 and $4 a gallon, we should see a little bit of a break. You know, it's disgusting seeing that $4 sign come out. So
wait. $3.50. $3.50. So you think the price has a chance to get down between $3.50 and $4?
Yeah, we could see. It really depends on how the economy moves from here on out, and it really depends on if refineries begin to boost production of gasoline and how much they boost that production. We could see prices drop to $3.50 here by sometime in late June or early July, if everything goes well.
Patrick, why wouldn't these refineries go at 100% capacity?
Well, that's a great question, and I don't really know the answer to why they wouldn't, but it is in their interest, Tony, to make sure that they don't produce too much gasoline, because, of course, that would be bad for them. You know, it'd be great for us, and I'd love to see it, but if they produce too much gas, there's a fine line between making sure, you know, they get paid, because that's all they're concerned about. And, you know, if they produce too much, well, then that could bring prices down, and they don't want that.
Well, as you know, many of these oil producers had record profits last quarter, and it seems that at a pretty tough time, they may be gouging us.
They certainly are benefiting, and I was talking with somebody else. With the amount of profit that just Exxon made, they could buy over 200,000 Tesla electric vehicles for us. So maybe they should do that with all that money.
All right. Patrick DeHaan is with LansingGasPrices.com, GasBuddy.com. If you want to know the latest prices around the city of Lansing, go to LansingGasPrices.com. As I mentioned, 417 at three different locations throughout the city. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Take care, Tony.